Ukraine security issue.
On May 25th, the 91st day of the Ukrainian people's heroic fight against Russian invaders, the intensity of Russian missile, artillery, mortar and airstrikes remained very high. One of four cruise missiles that targeted the southeastern city of Zaporizhia was shot down, but the rest damaged dozens of private houses, killed one civilian and wounded three. Several Russian missiles also hit the big industrial city of Kryvyi Rih, Dnipropetrovsk region, causing massive destructions of a local industrial facility. Dmytro Zhivitsky, head of the Sumy Region Military Administration, reported on Wednesday that a township near the Russian border had been shelled from Russian territory. Russian shells destroyed many houses and an electric substation, leaving most of the residents without electric power. One of them, Valentina Piskun, told reporters that her house was severely damaged. You ask about damage. The windows and all the doors were broken. The roof was torn off. The same happened to the neighbors' houses. The shockwave struck right into my windows. Where were you when it happened? We were asleep in the house, me, my children and two grandchildren. Where did you hide? We hid in the cellar because the shelling continued, said Valentina Piskun. The situation in the Kharkiv region also remains very tense. Although the Ukrainian defenders have forced Russian troops to retreat dozens of miles away from Kharkiv, fierce fighting continues in some areas of the region. The Russians are pressing on near the city of Izum, which they regard as key to their southward offensive on the Donbas. The city is almost leveled. There are no electricity, gas or water supplies, but there are still people hiding in the ruins and making fires in yards to cook something to eat. The local hospital is destroyed and the few remaining doctors go from house to house, giving whatever medical aid they can. They can even help women deliver babies in basements and cellars. Unexploded shells can be seen sticking in yards. The city is now occupied and blocked by the Russians. We have a humanitarian disaster, said Maxim Strelnik, a member of the city council. There remain 15,000 civilians in the blocked city. The Russian occupiers are actually holding them as a human shield from Ukrainian counterstrikes. For more than 2 months, ignoring calls from the Ukrainian leadership, international organizations and volunteers, the occupiers have refused to open humanitarian corridors for evacuating civilians and delivering food and medicines to them. There is not a single operational bank or ATM or market or even kiosk, but the people support one another and share food. Some catch fish and so sustain themselves and others, said Maxim Strelnik. Pokrovsk-Donetsk region, the only city from which evacuation trains still depart to the safer parts of the country, was shelled on Wednesday. The local authorities report that in a single day at least 12 civilians were killed and many more were wounded. The hottest spot on the war map is the Donbas, where the Russian army never stops firing for a moment. According to Serhii Haidai, head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration, the nearest week may decide the outcome of the battle for the region, where the invaders have massed huge forces – troops, aircraft, tanks, artillery and other weapons. They intentionally target bomb shelters, killing and wounding very many civilians, said Haidai. If they don't succeed by the end of this week, they'll get exhausted and the situation will at least stabilize. Russia is not interested in ending the war. President Volodymyr Zelensky said via video call during the Ukrainian breakfast at the Davos World Economic Forum. The only positive result from the negotiating process in weeks was the recent evacuation of civilians from Mariupol, Zelensky said. He ruled out any territorial concessions to Russia under any circumstances.
що вона буде боротися, не відновить всі свої території. Це означає тільки одне, що Україна буде боротися, поки не поверне всі свої території.
You know, when Ukraine says that it will fight until it reclaims all its lands, it means that Ukraine will fight until it reclaims all its lands. It means nothing else. It is about independence and sovereignty. This phase of the bloody war could eventually see some diplomacy, like talks between the presidents of Russia and Ukraine, or with the mediation of our strategic partners. We will be able to move to diplomacy after the Russian side demonstrates its ability and willingness to move from bloodshed to diplomacy. Negotiations are possible if the Russian Federation demonstrates at least something. The something means the withdrawal of Russian troops to the line they crossed on February 24th. I believe that would be the right step on their part, said Volodymyr Zelensky. Because of Russia's aggression, Ukraine's sea routes remained blocked for trade. As a result, most of Ukrainian exports are stalled. This especially and critically concerns exports of grain. The international community is doing its best to redirect Ukrainian exports to land routes. But transportation by rail and road cannot cope with the shortage of grain on world markets. Apart from blocking Ukrainian seaports, the Russians steal the grain stored in the areas they control. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba has called on countries not to buy stolen Ukrainian grain from Russia. And President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that the best investment in maintaining stability in the world would be arms supplies to Ukraine. That would prevent many other global crises which Russia is still scheming or has already provoked. To defend itself from the Russian invaders and drive them out, Ukraine needs multiple launch rocket systems, tanks, anti-ship missiles, and other weapons, Zelensky said.